And you can see that pitch of Brendan on of his company called Demad Food Company to the Dragons on Dragons Den tomorrow night at 9:30 on RTE One Television. And as I'm sure now that Brendan can testify, there can be a huge amount of nerves associated with presenting yourself for the first time in front of a group of strangers, such as the Dragons and so on, and others. But because you can get clammy hands, a dry mouth, and sometimes an inability to think of something to say even. And all of these things are more likely and more can strike when shyness kicks in. And our reporter, Liam Geraghty, has been finding out more about that.
You stumble your words, or, you know, you blush. And then the more you think about blushing, the more it happens. And then you're so having an out-of-body experience looking at what an idiot you are that you kind of forget, wait a minute, I'm trying to get a job here.
No, not really. I'm not a nervous person, no.
Probably talking too much was more of a factor, I think.
I mean, I think the older you get and the more job interviews you do, the less, you know, shyness sort of affects you. I think you build up confidence and, you know, it doesn't affect you quite as bad.
Anytime I see shy people, I feel for them because I know how it feels. It's excruciating.
Yeah, interview job is the biggest date with a girl, I guess. But you have to go after that, you know, you have to be better.
I suppose you just have to gather yourself, don't you? You know?
When you're 18 and my, you know, looking back at 60s, we didn't have much preparation for the world. We were convent educated.
Has shyness ever affected you guys in school?
Definitely. Yeah,
I think yeah. Oh yeah, like public presenting speaking, projects definitely. And things, definitely.
What's the best way to get over it?
Practice, yeah.
Nervousness and not able to, not quite shy, not able to answer questions properly.
I don't know, I'd be afraid I'd say something silly or something. Like in an interview, I get real shy and I'm like, oh. Or like when you stop me now today, or if I was stopped at any other point, you know, on the street by all the people that be going along. Yeah, it's terrible, actually.
Well, you were great. I hope that wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I'm going to run now. Bye.
Okay, thanks.
There you are. Well, he's good at it, Liam Geraghty. There, he's able to chat them up indeed. Well, we're joined now by a man who has made it his life to study shyness, his life's work to study shyness. Professor Bernardo Carducci is the director of the Shyness Research Institute at the Indiana University in the United States. Bernardo, why were you interested in studying shyness in the first place?
Well, I was a very, very shy kid. I went to a small local neighborhood school, so I knew all the kids in the neighborhood. And when I got into high school, when I came into my formative years, I just couldn't talk to these girls. And so I came across an article on shyness. I said, oh my God, that's me. So I started reading more and more and more about shyness. And when I had the chance, I would do a paper on shyness, or as an undergraduate, would do some research projects on shyness. And so I tell people, George, that I'm what I call a successfully shy person. A person who understands and appreciates their shyness and tries to work on it every day. So I work on my shyness all the time.
Now, you mentioned when you were younger, girls and so on. Is it all related to girls and boys and so on, or is there much more to it?
There's so much more to it than that. But typically, for shy people, the real issue is wanting to be social, wanting to connect with others, preferring to be with others. Shyness holds people back in all areas of their life, in education, in business, in their social situation. So people being reluctant to speak up in a meeting because they're too shy, or students being too shy to ask their professor for help. And so shyness affects people in all of those important areas of our lives. And that's why we study it, because it's such a pervasive problem. 40% of the general public reports being shy. 40%, that's almost half. And that number has been pretty stable for 30 years.
What about the whole notion of embarrassment? I don't know. The only way people get red in the face and blush,
yes,
and so on. Is that a separate thing, or it feeds into it? Or are shy people? What's the relationship with embarrassment?
Yes, embarrassment is a totally different concept than shyness. It is a component. Embarrassment is typically a reaction to a social faux pas that you have committed. So you slipped or you spilled a drink or you maybe have said something that might be not well received by others. You know, you think it's funny and it's not.
And you go red for in the face, puce.
Yes, yeah. You go red in the face. For shy people, they tend to be shy in anticipation, so they don't even have to. They just think, my God, if I'm going to do something, if I walk up to this person and say something, I'm going to say the wrong thing. Shy people, again, because of their negative self-evaluation, they tend to judge themselves more negatively.
Well, give us a couple of examples. You must have come across loads of them. But say in the workplace, what impact does it have on people?
In the workplace, we get emails, we get letters, we get calls from people, and the impact in the workplace is that shy people say that it holds them back. I mean, there's literature that says that shy people tend to start work, they get into their career later, they get promoted later, they make less money, and the reason being is they tend to be sort of off time. What they tend to do is they tend to hold themselves back. So you're in a meeting and they're exchanging ideas, you have a good idea, but you hold back. And so you don't get credit for participating. You don't get credit for the abilities that you have. So they get overlooked. They get overlooked for promotions. They get paid less. They move slower through their career. The same thing is true with people in their personal lives.
Well, it must be a very big difficulty then if you're really shy and you're trying to set up a business.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And again, another interesting issue here is shy people tend to be able to talk about, you know, their favorite topic. So we see shy people who know about, let's say, a floral business or a dry cleaning business or a technology business. They can talk and talk and talk and talk and talk about their business, and many times they can do this in front of large audiences. So it has nothing to do with having stage fright. What it has to do with when you step off of that stage and are speaking to people in spontaneous social interaction. So lots of the networking that it takes to be successful in the business arena involves making contact with people in informal settings. That's where it's really, really hard for shy people. So we do workshops on how to make successful conversation, how to start a conversation, how to bring people into a conversation, how to break into a conversation, how to end a conversation. The thing that most people don't realize is that making conversation follows a specific formula. It's not this mystical kind of magical random experience that happened. There's a formula to making small talk. The problem is shy people do this all wrong. It's like a golf swing. There's the right things you do with a golf swing, and then there's the wrong things you do with the golf swing. Bad golfers do the wrong things, but you can teach a bad golfer how to hold the club differently, how to position their head, how to position their elbow. And the same thing is true with conversation. So we try to help people develop conversational skills and then provide them with opportunities to practice these kinds of things. Again, just like golf, learning to be a good conversationalist is practicing making conversation.
Well, Professor Bernardo Carducci, Director of the Shyness Research Institute, thank you very much indeed.
Be blessed, my friend.
Shyness is nice, and shyness can stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to.
And of course, that's the Smiths singing Shyness is Nice. Well, that's all we have time for this week. We'll be back again at the same time next week. Until then, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Electric Ireland, providing excellent customer service for our growing SME sector.
And The Business, presented by George Lee, is an Old Yard production for RTE Radio 1.